Clouds are increasing today, dry, dry tomorrow morning with partly cloudy skies. Scattered afternoon showers, a thunderstorm Tuesday as that front backs up as a warm front. Starts off 50s to near 60. The afternoon warms to high the upper 70s to near 80 tomorrow. Rain chance increasing likely Wednesday night with another front coming down. Cooler, dry air and breezy by Thursday. Wednesday, rounds of showers, highs of near 80. Chillier 40s for the morning Thursday, breezy sunny. Thursday afternoon with highs and in the mid-60s.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. A My Social Security account allows you to access your earnings history and benefits information, request a replacement Social Security card, get a proof of income letter, estimate and apply for benefits, and more. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security. Securing today and tomorrow.
Welcome to William Wallace for America. It's your time to speak out about the things that make America the greatest country on earth and also find things in our country that we can unite on. William welcomes your positive solutions and questions by calling 504-556-9696. And now your host, William Wallace.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to another great show with me, William Wallace, William Wallace for America. Broadcasting today from WGSO Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. I like to say it that way because I have a podcast. I know you've heard me say that before, possibly. And on the podcast, it's a slightly different format. So when you hear this introduction, you know that it's recorded from my WGSO 990 AM show in New Orleans, Louisiana, which is a nonprofit station. And I highly recommend visit the website, WGSO.com, and you're going to get to see some things that, you know, read about some things, some New Orleans things, some other hosts that you can see, but also how you might be able to get more involved and help a local radio station and some hosts along with it. But I would like to talk about something today that I think may be interesting. I'm saying that sarcastically. Your freedoms and liberties. Of course, as you know, that's part of what I love to speak about on all of my show is freedoms, liberties, fiscal responsibility, good government, responsible government. But today specifically, the best way for us in America to protect our freedoms and liberties is not with the Second Amendment. It's not even with the Constitution as you might think it would be. My way that I want to talk about today on how to protect your mind, our freedoms and liberties, no matter what your decisions, how you choose to live your life should be, the best way to protect your freedoms and liberties is simply to get involved. And while that might be common sense, I'm going to talk about some different aspects of getting involved, how to get involved, because you know what? Even though the average Joe, the average Republican, the average Democrat, well, let me say it this way, the community-minded people that really get involved, they know, you don't have to tell me that I need to get involved to protect my country, protect my freedoms, save my liberties. But even to those people, to them, we all need to be reminded of it once in a while. Unfortunately, through history, sometimes the reminder that we need to be involved to protect our freedoms and liberties has consequences, has destruction, or has things involved that are not good for our country. What I mean by that is sometimes when we are most patriotic, or our history has proven, when we've been most patriotic for our country, dare I bring up 9/11, is when 9/11 happened, everybody flew American flags. No matter what your party, who you were, everybody loved our country. They're passionate about our country. They weren't passionate about their ideologies. World War II, World War I. People become passionate about their freedoms and liberties. Our country, the citizens in our country became more passionate about not only our freedoms and liberties, and not only about our country, but about the great things that we share in our community and country. And as a result, when we're not paying attention, or when we're not being passionate about our freedoms and liberties, when we're not exercising our First Amendment right, because even though I love the Second Amendment, hopefully we will never need that to use that right to protect freedoms and liberties. Hopefully it never comes to that. But if we use our First Amendment rights, freedom of speech, peaceful assembly, and what I'm talking about today, getting involved more in your community, but getting involved in politics is the absolute best way that we can exercise, if you will, to protect our rights as citizens. But it goes beyond that. It's bigger than protecting our freedoms and liberties, even though I'm going to back off a little bit. There's not much bigger than our freedoms and liberties. However, the reason I say it this way is that there are things that if we don't be more conscious of, which means that we have to put them kind of before our freedoms and liberties, consciously speaking, if you will, there are bigger things that can happen. There are bigger things that can overshadow those freedoms and liberties if we're not aware of. You know, sometimes when I say things and I go back, I go, I could say that better. So let me say it better. While our freedoms and liberties, individual freedoms and liberties, I think are paramount to all humans here on Earth, I think that there are things that if we don't pay attention to, will become bigger than our freedoms and liberties. And one of those is politics. The other is politics. And I think the other one's also politics. To say it that way, because many of us don't get involved in politics. Many people don't get involved in their community. They don't get involved in their city councils. They don't get involved in, some people don't even get involved in voting. Because they get so shell-shocked by politics and so tired of the political games and the politics that go on in D.C. and they get tired of the ideological narratives and they get tired of the bashing of back and forth and I understand it completely. Look, I'm involved and often sometimes I get tired of hearing it. Now, I never get so tired that I don't get involved or that I walk away from it. Because I understand this. The absolute best way to protect our freedoms and liberties is to be involved. Now, that doesn't mean that you have to do like me and have a radio show. It doesn't mean that you have to do like a politician and run for office. Now, politician has a derogatory word, and not all elected officials are politicians, because I know many elected officials that are far from being the average politician. They're really doing some good work. You don't have to run for office to be involved, and you certainly don't have to be out on the street corners waving flags all day long either. But we have to talk about, and that's what we're going to do in this show, throughout the show, is we have to talk about how we can all be involved, and it's going to take all of us. There's not anybody that can stand on the sidelines anymore. Our country is $30 trillion in debt. And because so many people are not paying attention, the elected officials or politicians in D.C. have gotten away with it in the name of, in this case, COVID relief. And guess what? The last 4 years put us in debt, and this 4 years is putting us in debt. I'm not speaking ideologically. I'm not speaking party politics. I'm speaking the truth. And if we're not aware of it and we don't get more involved, it's only going to get worse. Not because it's a Democrat, but because we're not paying attention. Stay tuned after the break with more of me, William Wallace, for America.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you. A very smart financial person once said there are five G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Gold and Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD. Janet McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234. And she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Janet McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234. When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guest to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Parkview Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Parkview Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Parkview Historic Hotel a unique experience. Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at allpreaux.com. All my friends are searching. All right, everybody. Thanks for taking that few second break with me and staying with me here in WGSO Studios in New Orleans, Louisiana. You can find my podcast, William Wallace, W-A-L-L-I-S, for America, on Apple, iTunes, Stitcher, on any podcast player that there is out there. And check me out on Facebook and at William Wallace for America, and also YouTube at the same. Encourage you to do so, because I actually do a lot of video work on interviews with a lot of different people in a lot of different places. So I'm going to ask you to check that out, please. Matthew in Metairie. Matthew, what do you have on your mind today? What are some things that we can do to be involved in politics that aren't well known?
Well, the simplest thing to do is don't assume your state rep, your state senator, your Congress critter, or your senators, and I'm doing plural here, because aside from that thing where he voted to impeach Donald Trump, Bill Cassidy has largely been doing a number of things right for us. Don't assume that they can read your mind.
Okay, that's good. So not assume that they could read our mind, what would you recommend doing?
Calling them. Letting them know how you feel about certain issues, what you would prefer that they do if these issues come up for a vote. I called yesterday Senator Kennedy's office to find out, are vaccine passports even constitutional? His staffer who answered the phone said, we're looking at that. We don't think so. We're not sure if Biden can do this by executive order action, whatever have you. So that's one of the things you can do, is that's one method of getting involved. Another method is to meet up with people who are like-minded in most ways, even if you don't agree 100%. The person who disagrees with you 10% of the time is not your 100% enemy.
That's a great point there, Matthew. Say that again.
The person who disagrees with you 10% of the time, even 15% or 40% of the time, is not your 100% enemy.
And I would venture to stretch that and say the person who disagrees with you all the time isn't even necessarily your enemy. Let's say 100%, but because at 100% you have nothing you can agree on. But go ahead.
But it all depends, because some people who disagree with you 100% of the time have plans for people that they disagree with.
Right.
Yes, and those plans are not plans that you or I like. That person is your 100% enemy, the totalitarian fascist. Let's face it. What we're looking at in the control of the Democrat Party, not the voters, but the people who are controlling it, these are not liberal. And you don't see any liberalism in there, because what is the root word of liberal?
Liberal.
Liberty.
Liberty. That's right. Well, you know, it goes back to what we talked about.
Libertine, but only in the BDSM way.
Well, Matthew, I got to tell you, I really appreciate your call, man. I love it when you call in.
When are you going to be sending me that email so to tell me that your mail is clear now?
You know what? I did notice I have a problem with it. I got to fix that. But I will do that this week, Matthew. Hey, look, Matthew, thank you very much for calling, man. I really appreciate it, all right?
All right.
Ciao, as you like to say. All right, so that's a great way to put it. I want Matthew, I know you're still listening, so I'm going to say this. Not only do I like the fact that when you say that even somebody disagrees with you most of the time is not your enemy, it's a great point, because if we start to look at people that we don't agree with as somebody that we can still communicate with, we can still find answers to the problems within our community. And even if there are things that we disagree on, like I've always said, most people in this country, I believe, have more in common than not. But the other thing that I want to emphasize on that you said, Matthew, was that calling your congressman. And while I was going to say that one during the show, I'm glad you had a chance to bring it up, because it's going to give me an opportunity to say this. It is actually easier than you think to call your congressman, your senator, your state rep, whatever. As long as you do it professionally, you don't have to be worried, concerned, or feel like, oh my gosh, that's a bigger task. I'm stammering there on purpose to make the point. You don't have to feel like, oh my gosh, I'm going to call Senator Kennedy's office and he's going to answer. What will I say? No, you don't have to worry about that. They won't answer. And while that's not a great thing, it can be less intimidating, giving you the feeling that you can call them and be able to talk to a staffer. Sometimes it's just a recording. And from what I remember, what I'm told, They do listen to those voicemails. They do take some notes because oftentimes you'll hear them refer to, we had this many calls say this, this many calls say that. Whether it's completely true, I don't know, but guess what? It's like voting. I always say, even if you don't believe that your vote matters, still go vote. Because the ones that are counting the votes may have control, but even if they can, you know, air quote, switch the votes or do the Dominion thing that everybody says happened, whether you believe that or not, I'm not telling you either way. I'm simply saying that no matter which way it goes, whether it was rigged, not rigged, counted, not counted, the people counting the votes know the actual count. So if you're someone who says, well, it's no use me voting, they're not paying attention or they're rigged or whatever, well, when you vote, even if they change your vote, they still know how many people are out there supporting one way or the other. A stupid example that I'm pulling out of my ears is, let's say it's just a tax, and some politician rigs the voting machines to where the tax will pass. And let's just say, oh, well, the tax passed 51% to 49. But yet when they actually count it, they realize that 100% of the population was against the tax. Guess what? They're not going to do maybe quite what they wanted to do with that tax money because they realize there's more people watching than they realize. Now, that's just an analogy that I just made up. But the point is made that don't ever feel like your vote doesn't matter, because even if the final outcome isn't the way you wanted, for whatever reason, the people counting the votes still know how the vote actually went. So keep that in mind. So the best way you can be involved, write your congressman, write your senator, write your state rep, do it professionally, let your voice be heard, vote, be involved, show up at the council meetings, show up at the town halls, and keep showing up. Hold up signs if you like. Do it peacefully. Don't be ugly about it. These are just some of the ways. And there are so many, not just civic organizations, there are so many little there's a ton of other organizations that are doing things that are like-minded people. So when you join a like-minded group, you magnify your voice. Pick your group wisely, because there's some groups that you might join that you go, oh gosh, I thought this is something I liked, but whew, what they're trying to do, you know those groups that you see out rioting, you don't want to be a member of those. But there are so many peaceful groups out there. And like some of the ones that I'm a member of, we actively write legislators. We actively do community work. So our voice is not only heard, magnified, but also it's seen and heard, because there's more of like-minded people banding together, and there's so many groups out there like that. After the break, we have our next call-in coming up. Stay tuned with more of me, William Wallace for America, here on WGSO 990 AM.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
When you think of a hotel, you think of someplace you stay when you are away from home. But here in New Orleans, there is a hotel you will want your out-of-town guests to stay at, and you will want to do a staycation there. And the name is Park View Historic Hotel. They are on St. Charles Avenue, overlooking the streetcar line and Audubon Park. Great views on all sides of the Park View Historic Hotel. A historic home with antiques from days gone by with a beautiful history will make any stay at the Park View Historic Hotel a unique experience.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504-738-5729.
In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias.
Louisiana Radio Network, I'm Brooke Thorington. Governor Edwards lifts capacity restrictions on various businesses like retail outlets, restaurants, bars, gyms, and salons beginning Thursday, April 1st. The mask mandate remains in effect. LSU football coach Ed Ogeron tells ESPN 104.5 in Baton Rouge that he does not remember speaking to the woman who alleges she was sexually harassed by former Tiger running back Darius Geis in 2017. Jeff Palermo has the story.
74-year-old Gloria Scott told state lawmakers on Friday that Geis made several sexual advances at her while she was working as a security guard for the high school football championships in the Superdome. Ogeron watched her testimony.
I'm devastated that it happened to her.
Scott claims she received a call from Ogeron days after the incident in which the coach asked her to forgive Geis, but Ogeron doesn't remember that conversation.
I truthfully do not remember speaking with Ms. Scott 3 years ago.
Ogeron may have to testify at a future legislative hearing. I'm Jeff Palermo.
LRN.
Louisiana Department of Insurance, how may I help you?
If you're an insurance policyholder, you have rights. I'm Insurance Commissioner Jim Donlan. In the aftermath of an active hurricane season, many Louisianians are navigating the insurance claim process. We can help. Representatives at the Louisiana Department of Insurance will give you the information and advice you need to complete your claim and understand your rights as a policyholder. Because every claim is unique, we can give you insight into how the process should proceed for your claim and what you need to do to manage that process. Even after you've been paid by your insurer, you still have the right to ask for additional relief if you learn of new damages or costs caused by the storm. So feel free to give us a call. I'm Commissioner Jim Donlan, and we can be reached at 800-259-5300 or ldi.la.gov. We're ready to help you.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
At Augie's in Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Do you have an ugly driveway, a hideous garage floor, or a floor in a room in the house that needs help, or a patio that you are ready to enjoy the cool nights on? If you want something unique, durable, inexpensive, that will look like a custom ordered floor that everyone will notice and is easy to clean, All Pro Coatings can cover all of this and more. See their website at allpro.com. That's spelled like a Cajun would, at A-L-L-P-R-E-A-U-X.com. In the winter, you don't want to think about gardening too much, but there is one place you need to remember in the fall, and that's Double M Feed Garden and Pet Supplies on Jefferson Highway in Harahan. They have fall bedding and everything you need to winterize your yard. Catch them now so your yard doesn't look ugly all winter. And they have seasonal colored flowers, and they will have high quality Christmas trees and poinsettias. Remember, that's Double M Feed in Harahan. All right, welcome back to William Wallace for America. Today we're discussing how are some really good ways to be involved, and although some of my ways are just common sense, maybe you have heard of them before, we constantly need to be reminded of it, but not only reminded of it, but certainly pushed to do it a little bit more. Getting involved in, there's a lot of like-minded organizations, there's a lot of going, a lot of things behind the scenes that people don't realize. You know, that when I ran for office, there are a lot of organizations. They are basically endorsement groups. They go in there. You sit in front of them and you talk about yourself, and then they make an endorsement. You've got the Alliance for Good Government is one of them. They do a lot more than just that. But getting involved in these grassroots efforts, these grassroots groups, to be able to see what politicians are coming, especially these endorsement groups like Alliance for Good Government, they get to interview the clients. You know, there's a State Central Committee, which is a political branch of the both the Republican Party and of the Democrat Party. They do endorsements. Now, that's actually an office you have to run for, unlike some other organizations that you can just volunteer for. We have a next caller up here, Captain Black. How are you doing, my friend?
Good afternoon, Mr. President. We are enjoying your civics lesson.
Oh, thank you. Look, it's like I said, sometimes I repeat some of the same old stuff, but guess what? Sometimes we need to be reminded of the same old stuff because we forget. And right now, the reason why elected officials are getting away with what they're getting away with in D.C. with $30 trillion of debt is because, one, many people aren't paying attention, and two, those that are paying attention are either cheering it on because it's COVID relief, which only 5% or 10% is COVID relief, but they're cheering it on in the name of the narrative while ignoring all the other pet projects that they're getting away with. But Captain, I want to ask you, what in your opinion is a way, or maybe you have a couple ways, for people to get involved to be able to let elected officials know they're being watched?
I can give you a real life example from earlier today. I had to contact the city councilman's office for my area and also the city inspections department about an ongoing issue. Of course, if I did not contact them, then we're guaranteed nothing would happen. And unfortunately, even after you contact them, you know, you may not see immediate action, and you have to always keep on them. You know, you'd like to think that people get elected and they're just sitting waiting for the phone to ring so they can go help one of their constituents. Not quite the case in real life. So echoing what you said, contacting your elected officials and sometimes continuously contacting them if there's an urgent issue that you know needs attention, because the squeaky wheel does get heard, believe me. So well, that's one way. Another way, and you already know where I'm going with it, you can give food to the homeless. You know, you don't have to wait for a government agency or a big box nonprofit to do it. You know, if you live in New Orleans or in other urban areas, usually you see homeless people on a daily basis. And believe me, whatever little you give is more than doing nothing. And it is appreciated. And you are making a difference. And you notice neither one of these require someone to be politically connected. You don't have to be a trust fund baby with a limitless amount of money. You just have to have the desire to see outcomes changed and then to actually do something about it. So merely echoing what you said.
Well, no, and I love that, Captain. I mean, it's all about instead of just making your daily drive to work and doing your shuttles during the week or your luxury, let's say luxury, your leisurely activities on the weekend, sometimes it means, hey, look, I love this country. I'm going to spend an extra hour to 2 hours a week on it. As a matter of fact, we'll be bringing on a guest here in the next couple of weeks, and I'll announce it later, that does, you know, more than just that. Sometimes it's just going out in your community and finding something that you're passionate about and Absolutely. Being more involved instead of just turning on the TV. Mm-hmm. And for you, it's homeless. For you, it's homeless and people that are hungry. For some, mm-hmm. it may be, you know, animal rescue. I know a lot of people that do that. And that's a whole other side of the coin, I guess.
And it brings together people who might not vote the same, may not have the same beliefs, but have the same concerns about certain topics.
And that's a good point, Captain. I always like to say that I am always looking for people that don't always agree with me. I met someone today at a community. It wasn't really a community. It was a government agency for my parish. It was a forum, if you will. It was like a roundtable discussion. Mm-hmm. And there's somebody who disagreed with me on something that I thought was a great idea. And I had never heard the counter argument to this great idea that I've often talked about. And I won't talk about that idea right now, but I will say this. After talking with them for just a couple of minutes, they told me about some other facts that were different than the ones that I knew of that helped my idea. Now, their facts may not change my mind, but because I spoke with them on a friendly level, we didn't know, it was nowhere near an argument. I'm just saying that we are probably, and we didn't go into ideology, but we're probably a little different ideologically speaking. And of course, they believe that the total opposite of my idea. But after talking for a few minutes, I realized, wait, she has some other good ideas. She has some other things I don't necessarily agree with. And I say good ideas, you can actually think something's a good idea even though you don't totally agree with it because you're not bought into it. But mm-hmm. by hearing her ideas, it may not change my mind 100%, but it will certainly make me maybe even come up with some new ideas that might be better. Well, rant over. What say you, Captain? What any other ideas on how we can be more community-minded?
Definitely. And this seems like a no-brainer, but it's effective. Get involved with your neighborhood association. You know, they provide an amplified voice, like you mentioned earlier, for people's concerns, and more importantly, elected and appointed officials come and talk to them, and they gauge neighborhood sentiment by what they hear at the neighborhood association meetings. And since the pandemic, you can even do it from the convenience of your home on Zoom and other social media platforms.
You know, I'll give you another idea that you just reminded me of. I want to applaud the neighborhoods that you'll drive the neighborhood, and all of a sudden you'll see a sign you'll drive down the street and you'll see a sign that says, lock your cars. And you go, and that's civic minded. That's something simple, but it might just remind enough people to lock their cars that the criminals walk into the neighborhoods at night, you know, lifting the doorknob handles, go, wow, we walked down that street and nobody had their car unlocked. All the cars were locked. And it was, and there you go. It's the that was the idea of one civic minded person wanting to do right by their community that helped solve some crime issues.
Neighborhood watch. It works.
Captain, thank you very much. I appreciate it. Appreciate your call. I'll be talking to you soon, my friend.
Good to hear.
Always good to have you. So that's the thing. It's when you have a presence, when you use your First Amendment right, when you use your not only First Amendment right, but when you become community-minded, outspoken, and even if you're not somebody who likes to be outspoken, it might be as easy as sending an email. It might be as easy as, like I said earlier, about getting involved in these civic organizations, like I've said, like Captain said, that write postcards to elected officials. if we continually allow ourselves to be pushed out of the political circle, our elected officials slash politicians, people in D.C. are going to continually run roughshod over us fiscally. And while right now they're getting away with running up the debt of our country, think about this. Before Obama, we were, what, $10, $12 trillion in debt? And in just a simple, 12 years, we're now $30 trillion. And when you look at the money that's been spent, it's not all to help Americans. We've heard that narrative, which is probably one of the true narratives, because you can see how much money goes overseas. You look at the pet projects, and they're adding up. And if we're not paying attention, we continue to let them go, our freedoms and liberties are going to be lost in generations to come. Stay tuned after the break.
At Augie's and Harahan, you can reminisce about places like the Windjammer, Sal and Sam's, Smiley's, Augie's on Veterans, and Augie's Glass Garden, because Augie's talent for food was blended into all of them, and you can still experience them at his restaurant on Jefferson Highway in the Elmwood Business Park in Harahan. Augie's has a room for parties, receptions, and other events. Go visit Augie's for lunch or dinner, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
A very smart financial person once said there are 5 G's you need in life, and that's God, gold, guns, grub, and ground. And there is a place in Slidell that has gold and guns, and that's Golden Gun Traders at 1428 Gauze Boulevard in Slidell. And they buy, sell, trade, and transfer. So if you want to buy, have a need to sell, or just need some help doing a transfer, they can help you. Call them at 985-326-GOLD.
Janet McCaffrey is not just any personal injury attorney. She is someone that cares about our community. You can call her for a free consultation at 504-837-1234. And she is the type of attorney that can help you with other legal needs. And if she can't, she will know where to send you. Janet McCaffrey is not just looking for your business. She is looking to be a good resource for everyone in our community. Give her a call at 837-1234.
Clean? You get professional clean when you get Classic Cleaners. And back to school means back to clean for school uniforms. Grab them out of the closet and what's that? They don't fit like they did back in May and June. Hey, kids grow and sometimes faster than you can keep up. So call 887-9958 and get another year out of last year's uniforms. Classic Cleaners can hem shirts, alter skirts, and let the hems down on pants. And remember, at Classic Cleaners, you'll enjoy free pickup and delivery, so you don't have to
take it in, pick it up.
Classic Cleaners will pick up your dirty clothes and deliver your laundered shirts and beautifully dry clean clothing back to you at no additional charge. Classic Cleaners offers convenient monthly billing, perfect for your on-the-go lifestyle. Right now is the perfect time to be thinking back to school, so don't
take it in, pick it up.
Call the Classic Cleaners near you, 887-9958. For back to school, get clean with Classic Cleaners, 887-9958.
The other thing that I want to say about protecting our freedoms and liberties is think critically, not narratively. Think critically, not narratively. And what I mean by that is, more and more society is falling prey to the narratives. It's just as bad as some people on the right as it is as some people on the left. It happens on both sides of the aisle. Because today, more people get swept up thinking about the narratives and the, I guess, the conspiracy theories or the alternative facts or whatever it might be. They get swept up into the concept of the narrative instead of thinking critically, like, is that possible? Is that true? Can that really be? Does that really fit with what facts? Or even better yet, or even more simply, does that fact check with my gut? Let me gut check fact this. Because when you really think about things sometimes, you go, wait a minute. I'm going to give you my example. I'm going to read this quote first by Jean-Jacques Rousseau. I prefer liberty with danger than peace with slavery. And I will present to you the idea being floated around about vaccine passports. I'm not going to get into the narrative. I'm not going to get into what you might be hearing on the talk shows about it. But what I am going to get into is this. Just think about that. I understand the narrative, the concept. I even understand the scientific facts of vaccinations and being safe. I get it. But I also understand the ramifications of what happens if we just start saying, oh, it's for this, it's for the good. And we start just slowly letting our personal freedoms go because we'd rather be safe and secure. Now, that does not mean that I'm against some people might feel comfortable getting vaccines. Not against that at all. That's their personal choice. But only if it's not a mandate. So there are things, there are ways to look at this and ways to think about it. And I would like for everybody to start thinking critically than thinking narratively. I'm going to bring on our other caller we got on here, the Flaming Conservative. How are you doing today?
Good afternoon, Mr. Wallace.
How are you, sir?
All right. Thank you for your service.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to suggest another way we can keep these elected politicians on their toes.
Okay.
Last month, I got over 1,000 people to write letters to the Supreme Court justices, the Republican-appointed ones, demanding that they overturn this fraudulent election with this Dominion vote and these mail-in voting ballots. Because,
right,
you know, darn well, Trump won the re-election, but they switched him to Biden.
So when they, do you think that it caused them to rethink this?
I doubt if they do anything. Maybe Clarence Thomas and Gorsuch might do something, but they'll know that we're not happy when they're bombarded with letters.
So that's interesting. I never thought about, you know, writing letters to the Supreme Court.
I'll give you the address.
Well, can you post it someplace?
Yeah, I'll send it to your email.
Okay.
And I don't have a Facebook account. And same thing. We need to start bombarding Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer's mailboxes. Tell them that...
Let's reword that. You mean mail them letters, peaceful letters, correctly?
Be peaceful, but firm, and please, no violent threats.
Correct.
That's what they're looking for. They want to nail us for everything. Because speaking of that, President Trump is going to the border next week. Joe Biden and Kamala Harris never went yet. Trump is going to the southern border next week, And Nancy Pelosi's already planning impeachment proceedings again against Trump. And he's a private citizen now.
Wait, she's already talking about impeaching him a third time?
Yes.
You can't impeach a private citizen.
I know that, but she thinks she can. Nancy Pelosi thinks she's got more. I've never seen a Speaker of the House have so much power in my life like Nancy Pelosi.
Well, the problem is because they're all they have the numbers now to be able to be able to get away with a lot of things they're getting away with.
And I think when the Republicans take back power, Kevin McCarthy should not be Speaker of the House. Marjorie Taylor Greene should be Speaker of the House.
That would be an interesting one.
Because she calls it like it is for both Democrats and the Rhino Republicans.
Well, look, flaming conservative, I really appreciate you calling today. And thank you so much for letting your voice be heard, okay?
Thank you, my friend.
Hey, have a great night. Thank you very much. All right, everybody. So you see, sometimes having a say is as simple as calling into the radio station. Now, I appreciate everybody's calls, and I'm glad I got a chance to take some calls today. Oftentimes, if I'm doing an interview, I may not be able to take calls. I want everybody to know that there's going to be some times that you're going to call in that I just can't get you on because I'm doing a special interview with somebody, and the time is fairly limited. But once again, just like he got on, Flaming Conservative got on, just like Matt got on earlier, just like Captain Black got on, that's another way to just get out there and be a part of the process. Too many people in our country have either not wanted to be involved, can't be involved in some for some reason, have decided that being involved is not the best thing for them to do, or is not even possible for them to do. And that's kind of why I wanted to do this show again, to be able just as a motivator, if you will. To, you know, every so often people need to be, what's the word I'm looking for? They need to be born again every so often. So just like sometimes your spiritual faith needs to be born again, sometimes your patriotism needs to be born again. Sometimes you need to speak up. I have friends that are Democrats, believe it or not. I have friends that are Democrats that are more Republican than some of my Republican friends. It's a weird way to say it, but I've said that before. I have friends on both sides of the aisle. I do business with people on both sides of the aisle. The reality is we all have more in common than we're led to believe that we do. We just don't realize it. We have more that we can unite on than we know because we have been so divided up based on our ideologies. Most of us vote one way just on one topic, maybe one ideology, maybe one narrative. Some of us vote on, for some of us, like me, it takes a lot more than that. I vote for many reasons other than just that. But the reality is that if we start working together more instead of allowing ourselves to be divided up based on narratives and ideologies, then we are bigger in numbers than the ones that are getting away with running our country the debt. It's the debt, the $30 trillion of debt that they got by pushing narratives that are going to continue to erode our freedoms and liberties and take them away in generations to come if we don't find ways to get more involved in politics today, now, right away, to save this great country that we all share and love.
There is a restaurant on the West Bank side of Jefferson Parish called Signet Landing, and it is a true gem for Louisiana-style dining for lunch or dinner. And their back porch overlooks a bayou with the boats of fishermen and shrimpers, so you know their seafood is fresh. So imagine having a meal at Signet Landing, and you won't be disappointed while the sun sets behind the boating community there at Signet Landing, and tell them William Wallace sent you.
Does your company need to wear a mask to be compliant? Do you feel masks are needed to stop spread? Or do you have a company that needs to offer protection? National Mask USA offers masks that are 100% made in the USA with a facility right here in Louisiana. Masks made in the USA offer peace of mind that they will be made reliably, sanitary, and with American workers to help the U.S. economy. To find out how to get bulk quantity level 1, 3, and KN95 masks, call 504-738-5729. That's 504-738-5729. If you want your website to come up in the top of the search engines, there is one place here in New Orleans, and that's Rhino Web Studios, and it stands for right here in New Orleans. Brett Thomas is the owner, and he will have your back. Rhino does websites, SEO, and social media. For one of the most respected web designers right here in New Orleans, you need to see Rhino Web Studios at rhinopm.com or call him at 504-875-5036.
WGSO will be holding an online auction to benefit our 75 for 75 campaign beginning on April 15th and running through May 2nd. There will be tons of great items to bid on, including Saints and LSU memorabilia, trips, and much more. The auction will culminate with a two-day radio-a-thon during the weekend of May 1st and 2nd. For more information on the auction and how you can get involved, go to WGSO.com.
Anytime, anywhere. Smartphone, TuneIn Radio app, WGSO.com. On the AM dial at 990, we are WGSO New Orleans.